paragraphs 5, 4, 2, 1, 2, 3 of the Book of Fundamentals. The meaning of life and death. Personhood in itself is nothingness, devoid of normative substance. The right to personhood is a liberty right which condemns people to freedom, a dreadful freedom, in the words of one thinker. It confronts each person with the fundamental questions about her existence as an individual, questions such as, what is the meaning of life? What sense can I make out of my existence? Existentialists, the traditional philosophers of life, have often sketched a picture of human life as anguished and absurd, distressing and meaningless, of everyone's own being as finite, and even of the whole of reality as nothingness, because of everybody's anxiety about impending death. Thrown into the world, a human being experiences forlornness and a sense of abandonment. This is a pessimist or nihilist side of existentialism, and this is the side of formal personhood. While the origin of every person may be nothingness, he achieves thingness by choosing. It is by making decisions that he can attain existence, that is, authentic existence. It has been said that a person thereby creates her own nature and values. Being trapped in existence, the world in which he lives would be totally meaningless if he had no criterions and principles to order and evaluate what he experiences. To make sense out of it, he must deal with existence, with the freedom forced upon him as a person. It is then that he realizes that he is not only free to choose her own worldview and way of living, but that he must choose her own worldview and way of living. Yet, as has been correctly argued, he can never be entirely sure that it's the right choice, that it's the right decision he has taken, and that her life will indeed become meaningful. To find the meaning of her existence as a living being, a sentient being, or a human being, he needs knowledge, and yet the only certainty that can be guaranteed is the certainty of truth without content. Hence, also in this respect, he has to take risks, for he cannot remain in a state of nothingness or emptiness forever, as a skeptic forever. The solution to a person's existential problems has been said to lie in the decision to believe, to have faith. It should be added that a person must have the courage of her convictions to boot. As mere bodies, peoples, that is, their bodies' attitudes and actions, can in principle be explained and predicted on purely behavioristic grounds. That they say such and such and do so and so is thus construed a question of their upbringing, their relatives or friends, the class they belong to, the region or country where they live or used to live, the influence of the mediums of communication, and so on and so forth. As persons, however, people can choose regardless of their upbringing, regardless of their relatives or friends, regardless of the class they might belong to, regardless of the region or country where they live, regardless of the influence of radio and television, and so on and so forth, regardless, that is, of what behaviorist science, or for that matter, public opinion, expect them to choose. In the nothingness of mere personhood, all these physical and social constraints are absent. But if people don't want to, if they cannot remain in this state and need to take decisions, this does not imply that they have to leap into absurdity and adopt the untruths, prevarications and inconsistencies of fideism. The knights of irrational or supernatural faith who embrace a belief in virtue of the absurd escape the darkness of nothingness not to become enlightened, but to become blinded by the infinite brightness of exist ideology.